You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
It's time for a different take. This is Hometown Take with Dylan Matthews. Every morning starting at 5, we give you the latest local Atlanta news. Sports news doesn't stop, and we're here to get you caught up on the latest Atlanta sports news and more.
The Hometown Take is on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Now, here's Dylan.
What's going on, everybody? It is your boy, Dylan Matthews, live in the Kia Studios, giving you the Hometown Take. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game Media Platforms. Follow myself at underscore Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. Good Thursday morning to you. Hope y'all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers out there working around the clock, making sure that people get the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, the late night food serving up the good nourishment for all my early risers this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night dentists, dental workers, dental assistants out there, making sure the people keep their pearly whites nice, clean, and shiny this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers, all my early morning, late night vending machine technicians out there, making sure the people can get their snack on early this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night UPS drivers, UPS workers, FedEx drivers, FedEx workers, Amazon drivers, Amazon workers, all my early morning, late night airport workers out there as well. Shout out to all my early morning, late night local 728 transportation drivers in the film industry, all my local 613 IBEW workers out there as well. Shout out to all my early morning, late night, front rear load truck drivers, all my bus drivers out there riding around and getting it, making sure people get from home to work and all the kiddos get from home to school in a safe and timely fashion. School's almost out too, by the way. Shout out to the kids out there about to be on vacation. Used to love summer vacation as a kid, man. No better time. Anywho, shout out to all my early morning, late night hotel workers, hospitality workers out there, making sure that people are having a great stay wherever that may be. Shout out to all my local funeral home workers and, of course, all my people listening in the bed right now as well. Lots to get into, man. We got a lot of NFL news yesterday, not only locally, but nationally as well, too. And we're actually going to let you hear from some Falcons coaches as OTAs are about to get started. We'll let you hear from them a little bit next segment, actually a lot of bit next segment. But there was some big news to go down in the NFL, a couple of big news and big stories to go down in the NFL yesterday. And that's where we're going to start. And this does have to deal with us locally, too, here with the Atlanta Falcons. But first and foremost, the tush push is here to stay. That's right. After the vote only, what, went 16-16, I believe, the first time around. How about this time around? It comes up two votes short. As my guy Chief would say, the vote came up just short. The Green Bay Packers, you came up short as they was trying to get the tush-push ban. It needed 24 votes to pass, only got 22. The 10 teams that were standing with the Philadelphia Eagles, the Baltimore Ravens, the Cleveland Browns, the Detroit Lions, the Jacksonville Jaguars, the Miami Dolphins, the New England Patriots, the New Orleans Saints, the New York Jets, and the Tennessee Titans. So how about that? Few teams changed their mind and went the other way with it, but there were still enough teams that were like, nah, let's keep the tush push around, actually. And surprisingly, actually not surprisingly, because I think they were on the other side of the vote, I think they were actually in favor of banning the tush push, which is kind of weird because they use it a lot, which makes sense because they have Josh Allen. The Buffalo Bills, they weren't on the list of teams that stood with the Eagles. They were actually against it, but they were against it from the jump. I'm pretty sure Sean McDermott said he didn't like the play either, which, again, is a little bit weird considering they run the play the second most amount of the time, but it is what it is. So the tush push, here to stay. And there was a little bit of commentary on it yesterday as well. Art Rooney, the Pittsburgh Steelers owner, said this, quote, "I don't think it's the end of the world that it's not banned. I was for the ban, but even if we pass the ban, we're still going to have quarterback sneaks in the game. I think more was made out of it than it was really. It wasn't a big deal, as big a deal as we made out of it." So that's what Art Rooney, the Pittsburgh Steelers owner, had to say about it. And this is what Stephen Jones, obviously the Dallas Cowboys executive, son of Jerry Jones, had to say about it. He said, quote, "I think the biggest point I took away from it is he is a player. It doesn't feel like he's in any more of a precarious position to be injured than any other play from scrimmage. So that was the biggest takeaway I took from him. It was intriguing to see their techniques and him describe what they're trying to get accomplished, the angles." So that was what Stephen Jones had to say about it. So again, it doesn't seem like it's that big of a deal to anybody besides really the Green Bay Packers, or again, who put together the proposal and redid the proposal for this second vote. So we know Raheem Morris is against it. He's come out and say that a few times, all the times he's been asked about it. So it will be interesting to see, though, because the Eagles and the Packers play in a Monday Night Football game in Week 10. How many tush pushes are we going to see on that Week 10 Monday Night Football game this season? And the Eagles just stick their nose in it, man. I hope this is petty, but I kind of hope this is what happens, because this is just going to be hilarious. I hope that when this Week 10 Monday Night Football game comes around, every time the Eagles score is via the tush push. Like, I hope that they get to like the 1 yard line every time, and they just use the tush push every time to score. And they score like 28 points on the Packers, and all four touchdowns are via the tush push. That would be hilarious. So we'll see what happens there. But obviously the Green Bay Packers not too happy about that vote. I guess they felt like maybe more teams are going to be on their side, which there were, but not enough. Two teams short, there were. So it is what it is. But the Eagles apparently ran the tush push 108 times this past season. The Bills ran it 55 times, and the Bears ran it 16 times. So there you go. Actually, here's a even more in-depth stat for you. The tush push appeared in only 0.28% of total plays last year. That's according to ESPN research. But the Eagles and the Bills ran the play more often than other teams. The two combined to run 163 tush pushes between the two, and I broke down the numbers a second ago, 108 for the Eagles, 55 for the Bills. So there you go. That's And then the two combined, like I said, to run 163 tush pushes in the past three seasons, that's more than the rest of the NFL combined. And again, that's according to ESPN research. And not only did the Eagles and the Bills run the play most often, but obviously they were very successful at it too. So again, that's kind of what makes me think, like, why are the Bills not for keeping the tush push when they ran it and they were good at running it? But the Bills and the Eagles scored a touchdown or achieved a first down on 87% of their tush push attempts. And again, that's according to ESPN research, while the rest of the league was successful 71% of the time. So obviously the Eagles are going to run it. The Eagles are going to do their thing. They're going to keep tush pushing on. I'm sure that it, now that it's not banned, the Bills are probably still going to do it because, again, why wouldn't you? It works. And maybe they do a little bit of different variation from it. Maybe it's more like a traditional quarterback sneak. Who knows? But all I'm saying is you run it, you're successful at it, you want it banned, though. Then why are you running it in the first place? It seems a little hypocritical to me, but hey, it is what it is, I guess. Also, some other news that came down in the NFL. This actually, I think, came down yesterday. I'm not sure if I mentioned it, though. NFL players are going to be able to play in the 2028 Olympics. They're going to be able to play flag football. Also, some other news that came down. Cam Ward signed his four-year rookie deal. There's a new NFL award for the best offensive lineman of the year. It's called the Protector of the Year Award. Name might need to be workshopped, but hey, I think it's still a good thing for offensive linemen to be recognized. So I'm all here for the Protector of the Year Award. Again, name's a little cheesy, but I do like the idea of having an offensive lineman of the year award because we know how important offensive linemen are. And I feel like the importance of offensive linemen have always been there, but I don't know, maybe to me now it feels like over the last, what, five or so years, the value of offensive linemen have gone up, and that's really how you show the importance of the position, by upping the value and upping how much they make. So it feels like, again, over the last 5 years, the importance of offensive linemen has been shown and their value going up, and obviously the talks about offensive linemen and how important they are, like, it's good that they have an award. I think they deserve one. So it'll be interesting to see who's going to win the inaugural Offensive Lineman of the Year Award. We'll find out there. But a couple of interesting things happening in the NFL. One, I do want to real quick say one unfortunate thing that happened is that the Colts owner did, Jim Irsay, he did pass away yesterday. So rest in peace to him and prayers up to him and his family as well. But a lot going on in the NFL yesterday. And what also happened yesterday, we got to hear from some Atlanta Falcons coaches, Zach Robinson, Marquise Williams, Jeff Ulbrich, your special teams coordinator, offensive coordinator in D.C. We'll let you hear what they had to say, a little bit of what they had to say next. Some good stuff coming from each and every one of them. We'll let you hear some of it next here on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Thursday morning on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Back to your early mornings.
Lewis liked it. Let's go, let's go.
Hometown Take on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
All you got to do, download that free Odyssey app. Then find the radio station once you got it downloaded on your smartphone and all your smart devices. Search the radio station, 92.9 The Game. Once you find the radio station, you can find my show and all the great shows here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. My show, obviously, the Hometown Take, the Morning Shift, the Steakhouse, Andy and Randy, Dukes and Bell. Follow them, subscribe to them. Then you'll be able to listen to the shows live wherever you are. You can go back and listen to the shows in their entirety. If you can't catch them live, you can go back and listen to the shows in their entirety whenever you want as well. You can go back and listen to your favorite segments, interviews. You can do all that and more with the free Odyssey app. So make sure you download it on your smartphone and all your smart devices today. We need to talk a little bit about the Atlanta Falcons as they're going to start OTAs next week. The voluntary part of the offseason program happening right now. Guys have been out there. They've been doing installing plays, getting stuff together, doing workouts, and all that good stuff. But actual, like, OTAs get started next week, next Tuesday, I believe. But we did hear from Zach Robinson, Marquise Williams, special teams coordinator. Zach Robinson, obviously the OC. And then our new DC, Jeff Ulbrich. We heard from all of them yesterday, and I want to let you hear a little bit of what each and every one of them had to say yesterday. Let's actually start with the defense, because the defense obviously has a lot of new faces on it, including Jeff Ulbrich. Even though he isn't super new, he is coming back as a DC after being gone for a few years. And yesterday, Jeff Ulbrich talked about there being a lot of new faces on the defense, including himself. And he's talked about how everybody's been able to come together, bond, have some camaraderie, put together some camaraderie and things like that. So I do want to let you hear from that as how they're kind of how this defense is kind of building a base and a relationship with each other, because I do think it's important how these guys obviously bond and come together as a defense, and hopefully it translates to getting a lot of sacks, getting a lot of turnovers, and getting a lot of stops on the football field. But here is Jeff Ulbrich, Falcons DC, on, again, there being a lot of new faces on this defense this year, including his own, and how everybody has been coming together and doing a little bonding.
That's been phenomenal as well. It's they're learning me in the fact, and me and Hux were just talking about it, where I want our defensive staff rooms to be a collaboration in every way, and I want everyone to feel safe to offer up their opinion and speak on things, and it's a little different, I think, than some might do it in that way. So they've had to learn me a little bit early on, but I think everybody's getting comfortable to the standpoint where we have so many great minds in that room. For me not to give everybody a voice would be, you know, it'd be criminal in a lot of ways. So I've always believed, like, if everyone has a voice and everybody's contributing, you're eliminating blind spots. And ultimately, if we're eliminating blind spots, we're giving our guys the best opportunity to be successful.
Absolutely. I completely believe that. Everybody should have a say. Everybody's opinion is important. Everybody's opinion matters. And hearing from everybody and hearing different perspectives is how you get better and how you, you know, like Jeff Olbrich said, that's how you cover up blind spots and eliminate. Not cover up blind spots, but eliminate blind spots. So you love to hear that. Now, as far as guys he's most excited to work with, or the one guy he's most excited to work with, we know this guy for sure is going to have a big voice in that defensive room, in that DB room, in all the rooms, really. That guy is Jesse Bates, and he is that dude. And so Jeff Olbrich talking about being excited to work with him this season.
Can I say Jesse Bates? I mean, Captain Obvious a little bit. He's you know, he's one of the best safeties I've ever been around playing or coaching. You know, just his stuff above the neck is one of one as far as I'm concerned. His ability to see this game probably better than most coaches I've ever been around. And like, as we're installing new defenses, I'm just looking at him and his body language, and he's like searching in the sky for like, where do my plays live within this defense? And it's just so unique. And the questions he asks are so deliberate, intentional, and he doesn't want to just know it. He wants to master it. And it's very unique in that way.
I mean, you can't give a better compliment to a guy like that. And look, everything you're saying is facts. Everything you said about Jesse Bates there, absolutely facts, as Jesse has been an absolute dog, an absolute godsend since he's gotten here to the ATL. And again, some of the best money Arthur Blank has ever spent, and one of the best signings Terry Fontenot's ever made here in the ATL. So it's definitely going to be cool to see what Jeff Olbrich and obviously Jesse Bates can continue to work on together and continue to help improve this defense. But man, I think Jesse Bates with hopefully an improved pass rush, just think about what more Jesse Bates will be able to do with an improved pass rush. That pass rush is making the guys throw the ball that much earlier. How many more bad throws the defensive line can make opposing quarterbacks throw? How many more interceptions? How many more takeaways Jesse Bates can get if that pass rush can force more errant throws and things of that nature? So, man, I'm really excited to see what Jesse Bates can do this season with a hopefully new and improved defense. And look, maybe Jesse Bates' life becomes easier if we're getting more sacks too. He won't have to do as much. He won't have to cover as long and all that good stuff. So hopefully it'll be one of those things where Jesse Bates is scratching the defensive line's back and the defensive line is scratching Jesse Bates' back equally. But it'll be fun to see hopefully a new and improved Falcons defense this season. One of the reasons it's going to be new and improved is because of the guys they drafted, specifically in the first round when we talk about Jalen Walker and one James Pierce Jr. And Jeff Olbrich talked about James Pierce Jr., what he's seen from him thus far during this offseason program and all that good stuff, and what he wants to continue to see from James Pierce Jr. this season.
He's going to create some serious problems for offenses, you know, because, you know, he's one of the guys that, you know, as we approach the draft, collectively, we were very high on as far as ability to rush off the edge. And, you know, there's a lot of guys you got to fabricate for, and there's guys that fabricate for themselves. And he's one of those guys that he doesn't need a whole lot of scheme to get him going. You know, we can put him on the edge and let him rip it, and he's going to be a problem, you know. And I'm super excited what he'll become. Now, a lot of work to do, and fortunately, we have a really good group that he's joining. So there's going to be a lot of really cool competition within that group, but, you know, expect a lot from them. We do.
One thing I really, really loved when I heard him say this is that you don't really got to do a lot to scheme for him. You just put him on the edge and let him rip it. Oh, my goodness. I love to hear that. Oh, it's making me get goosebumps right now, man. Just put that man on the edge and let him go get the quarterback. That's the type of dude we need. I absolutely love that. No games, no gimmicks, just, hey, James Pierce, go stand right there. And when they hike the ball, go sack the quarterback. That's all you need to worry about, young fella. That's all you need to do. That's all we need from you, big dog. Easy. Sometimes the best thing to do is to keep it simple, stupid. And I like how they're keeping it simple, stupid with James Pierce. He's an edge rusher, so don't complicate things. Let him rush the edge And that's exactly what Jeff Ulbrich is going to do. So I absolutely love that. They're going to do the same thing with Jalen Walker too, at least for now. I think as time progresses and as Jalen Walker understands the NFL game and the Falcons system, I think they'll ask him maybe to do a little bit more. But I think James Pierce, and they'll probably ask James Pierce maybe to do a little bit more in the run game and things like that. But for the most part, definitely this season, it's see quarterback, get quarterback. And I absolutely love it. I can't be mad at it one bit. It makes me feel good to hear that. Hey, you don't got a scheme. You don't got a scheme for him. You don't got to do all these games and gimmicks and all this, you know, frou-frou, pretty boy stuff. Just get on the edge and go get the quarterback. I love it, man. That's all you need. All right, let's let you hear from Zach Robinson, and we'll let you hear maybe a couple more from Zach Robinson and one from Marquise Williams on the other side here too, because we're about to be up against it. But before we go to break, let's let you hear from Zach Robinson talking about how he's feeling going into year two of being an OC.
Yeah, no, it's like a night and day. And I think, I can't remember if I said it last time, but, you know, like I've got a great buddy, Nick Cayley, who's offense coordinator in Houston. And, you know, he's going through first year and we're talking every week like, hey, how'd you handle, you know, and there's just so many things that you are unforeseen in that first year doing it that, you know, it's definitely a lot more comforting. Obviously, we know our players. We know all of our staff members, how we work well together and understand what our players do well. We had a good idea going into last year, but then now you get them for a full calendar year and you get a great understanding. So it's a lot more, you know, last year obviously was fun. This year you're taking a little bit of deep breath and you don't feel like you're just swimming upstream the whole time. So it's definitely a lot better being year two of the system for sure.
Zach Robinson should be able to get in his bag this year. He's got the first year under his belt. Like you said, he can take a deep breath. And the other thing he mentioned too, and we might let you hear a little bit from him next segment, but he talked about how he's scheming up some new stuff. Like, obviously, some stuff is gonna stay the same, but he's scheming up new stuff, too. With Michael Penix and everything he can do with Michael Penix, obviously, Penix being a little bit more mobile and things of that nature, I expect Zach Robinson to be in his full bag this year as far as scheming up plays and things of that nature. So I can't wait to see what year two with Zach Robinson and a full year of Michael Penix Jr. looks like at QB. I think it's going to be a fun year for this Falcons offense and this Falcons team overall. All right, we'll let you hear maybe one or two more from Zach Robinson, maybe one from – we'll definitely let you hear one from Marquise Williams because he talked about a kicking competition. So we'll let you hear that on the other side as well. And, man, Tyrese Halliburton, he heard what y'all said about him being the most overrated player. He didn't like that. He's coming for y'all next now. The Knicks were in the way last night, and he moved them out the way. Talk about it next here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take with your boy Dylan Matthews. We'll be right back after this.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Airo will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Airo can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Airo. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Back to your early morning sports fix.
Clevis liked it. Let's go, let's go.
This is the Hometown Take on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Thursday morning. Hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my people that are tuned in, tapped in right now, that are on their way to work, already at work. Appreciate you. Shout out to all my people that are tuned in, tapped in right now, that are on their way to the gym, already at the gym. Appreciate you as well. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at underscore Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. And make sure you download that free Odyssey app. All right, I do want to continue letting you hear from some of our Falcons coordinators, coaches, as we continue to get you ready for the season, as OTA is coming up next week, and we're starting to slowly but surely get things started when it comes to Falcons football. Then we're going to talk about the crazy game that was game one of the Eastern Conference Finals last night in just a couple of minutes. But first, I want to let you hear just a couple of more cuts from Zach Robinson. And then I want to let you hear one from Marquise Williams talking about the kicking competition that there's going to be this season, training camp going into the regular season, because I think this is going to be interesting as well. First, though, offensive coordinator Zach Robinson, he was talking about Michael Penix Jr. and the growth of MP9 and talking about how he has grown and how he'll continue to grow and the growth that he wants to continue to see from him as far as learning the offense, continuing to understand what it means to be a starting quarterback in the NFL and all those sort of things. So here is Falcons offensive coordinator Zach Robinson talking about the growth of our starting quarterback, Michael Penix Jr.
Yeah, no, he's been awesome. I think, obviously, that next level understanding of everything is an offense, you know, from a run game standpoint and, you know, play action pass, and we're getting into a lot of our drop back concepts. But it's great for him to hear these things, you know, obviously year two going into it. And then we do have a decent amount of new stuff, too, that's keeping everybody engaged and fresh, too. So he's doing a great job. He speaks up in meetings when he needs to and when he feels like it's appropriate to talk to the receivers. You know, a couple times it came up even to this morning in meetings. So he's doing a great job. He's such a smart player, and he's got great concept understanding of everything that's going on. So it's been cool to see him just keep taking the next jump. And then obviously once we hit, you know, and get real reps, that's where we'll see another jump in terms of just actually getting those plays reps live.
I love it. I am feeling good about what Michael Penix Jr. is going to be able to do for the Falcons this season. And look, I do want to say this. There are still going to be times, because while this is going to be year two for Michael Penix, he only got to start three games last season. It's going to be an extension of his rookie season. Let's not forget that. It's going to be an extension of his rookie year. There are still going to be mistakes that he is going to have to iron out. There are still going to be growing pains. There are still going to be moments where like, oh, Mike, it's all right, Mike, but you got to learn from that one, Mike. There are still going to be those moments, and that's okay. We just have to realize that we can't expect Michael Penix Jr. to be perfect, because no quarterback is perfect. So I do think overall Michael Penix Jr. is going to be successful, but we still have to learn that this is a guy who when he starts week one this season, this is only going to be his fourth game starting ever. So we do have to keep that in mind as well. But I do, even still, with all that being said, I do expect a lot from Michael Penix Jr. this season. I expect him to help lead the Falcons to a postseason berth and hopefully a NFC South title as well. So high hopes for the young quarterback and the Falcons offense overall. And speaking of the Falcons offense, another guy we hope we at least get something from, because if we get something from this guy, this Falcons offense and Michael Penix Jr. will be that much better. And I think we all know who I'm talking about. That's Kyle Pitts. And Zach Robinson yesterday talked about what he wants to see from Kyle Pitts this season.
Yeah, I think, for Kyle, it's just how can he take that next step of, next level of details, next level of consistency, all those things that we've talked about kind of with him and have talked about in the past. And, he's in year two of the system, and I think the thing we've always talked about with Kyle is just play fast. Like, no matter what, play fast, take the thinking out involved with it. But that's more of what we're looking for from Kyle, is just that next level of understanding of the offense and, just the intent of what we're trying to get done. And then ultimately, just play fast no matter what. And that's what we'll coach him up on when we hit the field next week, and we'll continue to coach him up.
Play fast, play hard, because there's been too much conversation about Kyle Pitts giving up on routes. Too much conversation about Kyle Pitts' routes not being crispy enough. Now, look, I think the Falcons have maybe learned and understood the fact that Kyle Pitts isn't the guy to put in maybe that, slot position. Let Drake London do that. Drake London's built for that life. Kyle Pitts not built for that life. It just is what it is. I've heard Randy Mack say this a lot, and I want to give credit to Randy Mack because I think he's right when he says this. Let Kyle Pitts run straight. Let that man be a deep threat. That's what he is. He is a mismatch on the outside, and he can be a deep threat. He is tall, he is big, and he is fast. Let him go up, make some catches on deep routes. Let's not turn Kyle Pitts into a George Kittle or a Travis Kelce, because that's not what he is. He's not about that life. He's just not. And that's okay. Some guys are about it. Some guys aren't. It's more so about using Kyle Pitts to his strengths. His strengths are being fast and being tall and creating mismatches. Because that number one corner is going to have to guard Drake London. That number two corner is going to have to guard Darnell Mooney. That number three corner probably going to have to guard Ray McLeod, maybe even Kyle Pitts, depending on how they want to play it. But at some point, Kyle Pitts is going to have a mismatch if you put him out there on the outside, because that dude is either going to be too small to go up and contest the catch that Kyle Pitts is trying to make, or the dude is going to be maybe big enough, but he's going to be too slow. One of the two is going to happen when Kyle Pitts is out there on the outside. So let him be a mismatch on the outside and make him a deep threat. Drake London can be that possession receiver. He can run that slot. He can be that guy if you need, him to catch somebody catch a 5-yard slant or a 10-yard curl route. Drake London can be that guy. Let Drake London be that dude. He's shown us that he can be that dude time and time again. Drake London can run deep too, and he can make 50-50 catches, and he's really good at that as well. But when you need somebody to go deep, on the other side, on the opposite side of Darnell Mooney, on the opposite side of Ray McLeod, when you need that dude, that extra dude to take the top off, let that be Kyle Pitts, because that's Kyle Pitts' game. All the possession and catching slants and all that, that's not Kyle Pitts. That's not his bag. His bag is beating dudes over the top. So let Kyle Pitts do that. They let him do that, and they don't expect him to do anything else besides that, then that's cool. And again, he'll run. It won't just be simply every time Kyle Pitts is in the game, he's running vertical routes. It'll be deep corners and things like that too. You know what I'm saying? It won't be just strictly a vertical route. There'll be some nuance to it, obviously. But breaking it down to just let him be your deep threat, let him be your mismatch on the outside, and keep it pushing. That's how I feel about that. All right, before we talk about game one of the Eastern Conference Finals, because it was crazy, let's let you hear one cut from Marquise Williams, the most important cut from what everything he said yesterday. And that's what he's looking for in a kicking competition, because it does seem like there's going to be a kicking competition between Younghoe Koo and the German kicker they signed to, what, a three-year deal this offseason, earlier this offseason, Lenny Craig. There's going to be a kicking competition between them, it sounds like. And here's what our special teams coordinator, Marquise Williams, is looking for in said kicking competition.
That's a great question. I mean, it's everything. It's your preparation, your process, how you operate, how you carry yourself as a professional, your mindset, your fundamentals, your techniques. Just because you may miss a kick, but was your fundamentals still good? I know Koo missed kicks last year, but he still had great fundamentals. Like, he still had great ball contact. There were some other variables that happened, which we got cleaned up. And, you know, some of it was health too, but there's other, like, little things that happened. But I look at all those different things. But that's what makes Koo the person he is. He's process-driven. He's locked into what he's doing. Same thing with Lenny. Lenny, just being around him and watching how he operates, how he's process-driven, how he works on different things. I think as a kicker, you have to be likable too, because there's going to be a time where you're going to miss a kick. It's going to happen. How are your teammates going to treat you? Are they going to be the ones encouraging you? Are they going to be the ones like walking away from you and being like, man, why is he here? So I think that's a huge part of it. And I look for guys that are athletes. Just so happen to kick the ball. You know, Koo's a former receiver and a defensive back. Lenny, you know, played soccer and he's played different positions and he's a bigger athlete that could play ball. Bradley Pinion, a former goalie. You know, Liam, believe it or not, was an all-district hurdler in high school. So we try to get that ability back for him, give him a couple more tackles this year. But we look for athletes that just so happen to could do all those different things, snap, punt, kick, because I think their mindset is a little bit different than just growing up just being a kicker, just being a punter, just being like a specialized position. They have a different mindset, and I really appreciate about those guys. And all those guys, they like lifting with the team. So they would lift with the defense. They like lifting with the position groups, running with those guys. They don't see themselves as just specialists. They see themselves as football players.
I love it. Two athletes that can kick the ball. I absolutely love it. And so it'll be good, and it'll be interesting to see who comes out on top on that kicking competition. I love my guy Younghoe Koo, but I need him to be more consistent. I need him to get back to the consistency that he had a few years ago. And if Lenny Craig proves to be that guy to camp, it is what it is. So we'll see how that plays out. All right, only got about 90 seconds here. I won't be able to do it complete justice as far as talking about the Eastern Conference Finals, but that game was absolute cinema. Tyrese Halliburton steps back, had the wherewithal to try and get back behind the three. Shot goes way up in the air, falls in the net, ends up being a two-pointer. They go to overtime. Andrew Nembhard, with 26 seconds left, hits the go-ahead basket. It was absolute cinema. But get this, though, because I do want to give you this stat. Teams that were leading by at least 14 points in the final 2 minutes and 45 seconds of the fourth quarter had been 994-0 since detailed play-by-play began. Being kept in 1997 to 1998 season. 994-0. Well, now it's 994-1 because the Knicks blew it up 14 with 2:45 left. I'll say this as a parting gift. The Knicks are in trouble. The Knicks are in trouble because the Pacers showed off their depth and what kind of depth they have. And they've been showing that off, and Tyrese Halliburton is on a mission. Between Tyrese Halliburton playing like a man on a mission right now and the Knicks not having the same depth to keep up with the Pacers, trouble. I still think the Knicks will get it together, but the Knicks are in trouble. They lost home court, and man, I heard y'all when y'all said he was most overrated. He's on y'all head now. So we'll see how that series continues. Game two of the Western Conference Finals tonight. We'll talk about that tomorrow, along with keeping talking about the Atlanta Falcons. Braves got postponed last night. They'll be back at it tonight, so we'll give you that recap as well. But that is my time. I'll be back tomorrow to talk to you on a Friday, the morning shift with Mike Johnson, Allie Mack, and Bo Squid Billy Morgan. Coming up next, you're on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. Peace.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.